This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And to help us on such a quest is expert archaeologist Karen Sawada. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Now, I haven't spoken to you for quite some time. It's been a bit of a break.
Indeed.
And we're coming back with the Megiddo Church.
The Megiddo Church, Megiddo yes, indeed. Church. This is a very important find and one that's relatively recent. In 2005, scholars from the Tel Aviv University and the Israel Antiquities Authority were working at the site of the Megiddo prison, conducting a small archaeological excavation in order to make way for some new construction of the prison. And the prisoners who were assisting with the dig came down onto a mosaic floor, which the inscriptions on the mosaic of which indicated that that the structure they were working in was an early form of church or prayer hall dating to the 3rd century AD.
Oh, wow, that's insane.
Well, what is very interesting about this is that the church itself predates the adoption of Christianity as the official religion of the Roman Empire, and that it's located within the boundaries of a Roman encampment. And what we can tell from the inscriptions and from the building itself is that it was actually used by the people, these Gentile Christians, who were living in this community. In fact, one of the inscriptions on the mosaics actually mentions the mosaic having been made at the expense of a person called Gaianus, who was a centurion, which is very interesting. So clearly, people who were Gentiles, who were Gentile converts at a time when Christianity was actually persecuted by the Roman Empire. But in addition to that, there is another inscription on one of these mosaics which actually mentions the table, the sort of not the altar, because they didn't have altars in the churches of this early period.
Oh, man.
But a Eucharistic table in the middle of the church, which was dedicated by an individual who dedicates the table to the God Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow!
Which is very interesting. So here we have 3rd century AD. Not so far away from when Jesus was around and conducting his ministry, and by the 3rd century AD, clearly understood as a god, and identified so in this mosaic. So, a very, very important discovery indeed for the history of the early church.
It must be like a massive dig to find something like that.
Well, interestingly, the deposits above this floor were not very deep, 40 to 50 centimetres deep, not very deep at all. So when you think about an archaeological excavation, you often think of trenches metres deep going into the ground, but
yeah,
very shallow excavation, and indeed the very well preserved mosaics. Of course, the big question now is what will happen to this site, because as what is probably now the earliest known church in the region of Israel and Jordan, having now been discovered in the middle of a prison, what does one do? Because it's going to be the kind of site that many people will want to come and visit.
Yeah.
So there's now talk of relocating the prison so that this site can be developed as a tourist site, which would be fabulous to see.
Isn't that incredible? 40 to 50 centimetres underneath the ground.
Yes, absolutely. Very shallow excavation, but beautifully preserved mosaic, and a very important addition to our understanding of the development of early Christianity. And what is interesting about this too is that it's the architecture of this building. It's a simple rectangular building, 5 by 10 metres, with a table in the middle, or the podium for a table in the middle of the room, surrounded by these mosaic floors. Very, very different to the kind of architecture we see of the Byzantine period, once Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire. And so quite different, very simple. It's surrounded by the community in which it lived, or the people that used it, rather, and beautifully preserved, and yet not destroyed. The building itself, although there's not much of the actual walls left, it appears that there was no fire or any kind of conflagration that destroyed the building, and it appears that the people who used the building had put a layer of plaster over the floor to protect it in some way when they left the community. So, and that's why one of the reasons why the mosaics have been so well preserved.
That is just excellent. The Megiddo Church.
Megiddo Church.
Megiddo Church. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thanks, Dan.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.